This is Corinne LaRue of the Ag Information Network with California Ag Today. USDA's Associate Administrator for APHIS, Jack Shear, joins us for this two-part series to talk about a new $500 million funding to keep African swine fever from hitting U.S. soil.
Our Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, went to the Office of Management and Budget and procured funds, $500 million for USDA to work on African swine fever, one, to prevent it from spreading from the Dominican Republic. And so we have been using those funds to support the Dominican Republic and their control and eradication program and Haiti's program as they develop theirs also, and to prevent the spread or to protect the United States from spread from the Dominican Republic or any other country that has African swine fever. We've been beefing up our bonds, our information, and our national veterinary stockpile, all the equipment in there to deal with perhaps an outbreak of African swine fever should it come to the U.S. So we put in place a protection zone, which under the World Organization for Animal Health, it allows us, should Puerto Rico or the U.S. Virgin Islands get infected with African swine fever, the mainland of the United States would not, our imports would not be affected. We could continue with that.
Join us next time to talk about USDA's new Protect Our Pigs campaign, which will support the pork industry to help safeguard America's swine population and food supply. This report was produced by the Ag Information Network. I'm Corinne LaRue.